Part number 4, the necessary shift in organizational change management. In the latest edition of our series on digital transformation, we will describe the necessary shift in organizational change management, from project-based activities to a more fluid approach, when there's no go-live stake in the ground. Traditional organizational change management becomes agile. As enterprises mature on their digital transformation journey, they evolve from structured hierarchies to agile teams. This necessitates a move from traditional organizational change management, OCM, to an approach that stands ready to face conflict and failure, which are both acceptable and inevitable. Gartner's research in 2014 defined this evolved OCM approach as organizational fluidity. Change leaders in fluid organizations must allocate time for examining and reshaping goals as teams and the business matures. Leaders may also want to set aside time for teams to practice operating more effectively together in order to drive success. Newly integrative teams will experience smoother handoffs when their roles are well-defined and when they're able to anticipate rough patches. Anticipation doesn't necessarily result in elimination of difficult situations, but rather knowing how to work through them with minimal repercussions. Finally, think of what is learned from experiencing challenges in the workplace. Change leaders should plan for and facilitate forums where teams can talk about their failures, then share and document best practices. Personal analogy. As an adult, I learned to ride a horse. I'm in decent shape for my age, but had previously only been on horseback as a teenager at summer camp. Horseback riding has been a journey, one that I chose, of course, but a journey that I will compare to the experience of a frontline worker who was personally impacted by a digital transformation initiative. At first, my experience riding a horse combined excitement, anticipation of a brand new activity, nervousness, will I fall, fail, with some discomfort. I know I can do this, but boy, are my muscles sore. Over time, as my confidence and competence increase, I receive coaching in the proper body position, which allows me to more effectively communicate with my horse. Through practice, I demonstrate improved posture and communication with my horse, so we graduate to more advanced challenges such as navigating bending versus straight lines, treading over poles, and then higher jumps. Yes, I've fallen off, but in the process, I'm learning how to anticipate and possibly avoid future falls. My horse and I are becoming a more agile team. Meanwhile, back at work. A digital transformation demands that we communicate differently within our teams as well as up, down, and across the organization. If we are vague or hesitant, our intent won't be conveyed, and decision-making by our colleagues will be negatively impacted. Change leaders in digitally transforming organizations must coach each role on their relationships to others, then define and practice the types of clear communication which are necessary in order to achieve success through desired business outcomes. Summary of key concepts we addressed in this blog post. From OCM to Agile Change. A personal analogy. Clear communications in the workplace. We hope you found our series on digital transformation relevant. We invite you to join the conversation by leaving your comments below. Stay tuned for a related webinar coming in May.